بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال الله تعالى: وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وقال تعالى: قد أنزل الله إليكم ذكرا رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور، ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا قد أحسن الله له رزقا. Allah Most High says in His book, in such a manner we made you a umma wasata, a moderate or a middle umma, not prone to any extremes, so that you may be shuhada, you may be witnesses over people, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a witness over you. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's witnessing over the ummah is something we talked about yesterday. This is also a praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that the first people, when he says litakunu shuhada ala nas, before it comes to any of the rest of the ummah, the first set of people that are being addressed by this ayah are who? The sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. It's important to understand when you read the Qur'an to understand who the audience of the Qur'an is. And the audience of the Qur'an has a primary audience, secondary, tertiary audiences. And so the first audience of the Qur'an is who? It's the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the commandments come to him first sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, there are a number of commandments that are only to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, ya ayyuhal muzzammil. These are commandments that come straight to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are the commandments that come to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhan nas, you know, many of the mufassirin say that this comes first to the this comes first to the Quraysh, to the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرُ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ. And so who's the qawm of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's primarily who? It's first the Quraysh, and then after that it's the Arabs. It's وَلَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ, and you'll be asked about this. And so the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so you could say, well, Shaykh, this is for the whole ummah. Well, who's the first part of the ummah that's being addressed? It's the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a witness over the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, just like that, and that's an honor, it's a matter of honor, Allah ta'ala mentions that. Just like that, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are witness over the whole rest of this ummah and over the rest of mankind. Just like that, this ummah is a witness over the rest of mankind. But it's important to understand from the siyaq and sabaq of the ayah, from the context of the ayah, that this is indeed an ayah praising the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and showing their place over other people and other times and other places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah make His people follow their path and be umma wasata with them. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.